Test 63, Section 1, Question 13. This is a main conclusion question, so we're looking for what's the main point. Well, it starts off and it's talking about, it says, this company has been convicted of monopolistic practices. Penalty will have little effect on its behavior. It's probably not going to change anything. Still, the trial was worthwhile since it provided useful information. Now, the since is obviously evidence, but it sounds like that beginning of that sentence is our conclusion. And then, after all, this information has emboldened the director, competitors, alerted potential rivals, forced them to restrain their unfair behavior. So as we look at it, the overall conclusion of this is that the trial was worthwhile. And so that's what we'll look for in our answer choice. Everything else is just evidence in favor of it. Everything that follows, that is, the stuff at the beginning is actually kind of counter evidence to it, but the main conclusion is that the trial was worthwhile. So, and looking at it, A, even if the company hadn't been convicted, the trial would have had some effect on its behavior. No, we actually don't know that it would have, for sure. That's not the main point of the argument. It's saying that the trial was worthwhile, even though the penalty won't necessarily have an effect. The light shed on the company's practices has emboldened its competitors, alerted potential rivals. Well, that's a true statement based on the passage. It is something that's stated, but it's not the main point, which the main point is that it was worthwhile. C, penalty imposed will likely have little or no effect. It's not the main point. And then the company's trial on charges of engaging in monopolistic practices was worthwhile. That sounds an awful lot like our conclusion. The trial was worthwhile. And then the penalty imposed on the company should have been larger. You may or may not believe that to be the case, but that's not what the conclusion of this argument is, and therefore D is our correct response.